Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is going to the show, and I'm just a regular guy. So this new movie, Suburbicon, it's a huge bomb. Oh, yeah, one of the biggest in the history of Paramount Pictures. I don't know. It's got Matt Damon. It's got Julianne Moore twice. She plays twin sisters. It's got a variety of quirky character actors. It's a comedy about the suburbs in the 50s, and it's directed by George Clooney. But when I first saw the coming attraction, I did say to myself, this looks like a Coen Brothers ripoff. Well, not quite a ripoff. I mean, the Coen Brothers did write this a while ago, but for some reason, they never made it. But it looks just like their movies. Uptight 50s stereotypes, there's this suburb with manicured lawns, prefab colorful houses, and some very disturbing things going on underneath all the phony baloney happiness. There's this family, it's got a dopey idiot husband, fodder, who comes up with a murder plan and an insurance scheme that, of course, goes wrong and causes lots of violent problems. Sounds like something the Coen brothers would do, right? Probably because they kind of already did. Except they did it in Minnesota and they called it Fargo. So they gave this to Clooney and they said, hey, George, why don't you do it? Go ahead, you direct it. And he did. And Damon is the dope and Moore is involved and Oscar Isaac shows up as a sleazy insurance investigator. But to make it more than a cliched murder thriller comedy satire, Clooney goes ahead and he tosses in a very brutal subplot where the town rises up angry when a black family moves into this lily-white hellhole suburb that Suburbicon is. It's evidently based on something that actually happened back in the 50s. Why it's in this movie, I don't know. I mean, it could be its own movie, but to have a serious thing like that in this quirky cartoon movie, I don't know. They don't work together. And it just makes this whole thing kind of a misguided attempt at, I don't know, something. I didn't mind watching Suburbicon, but you know me. I got to watch something because I'm just a regular guy. So you want to hear some of my other reviews? Those are at 93XRT.com. And yes, I am just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.